had you said to me at the start of January, start of next month, this time next month, you're going to be sitting with Mark Zuckerberg and Sheryl Sandberg, I would have been like, no way.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech Show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech Podcast. We are in Dublin, Ireland still. It's crazy. It's been Dublin Tech Summit. So exciting. So many inspirational people. It's an experience of a lifetime. And I'm sitting here with Pamela from Girl Crew, which is a really, really influential organization here in Dublin. Tell me, go ahead and introduce yourself and tell me about Girl Crew.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, I'm thrilled to be here. I am the co-founder and co-CEO of Girl Crew. We are a social network for women to make new friends. Our tagline is the easiest way to make new friends. We have more than 80,000 members and we are in 46 cities worldwide.
It's crazy. Like 80,000 members.
I know, it's bananas. We can't even believe it ourselves. And we get more and more requests every day. We have a waiting list of approximately 232 cities where people want Girl Crew. And some of those cities could have 14, 15, 19 requests.
Crazy.
So right now we're all over the US, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, UK, Ireland, and a little bit of mainland Europe as well.
And when did you start Girl Crew?
We started it in 2014. It was the idea of my co-founder, Elva. One day she really wanted to go out dancing and she texted all her friends and everyone was busy. They were doing things with their boyfriends or they were working late or they were traveling. And so she thought she couldn't be the only person in Dublin who all her friends were busy that night. And her sister had the idea that she should go on to the dating app Tinder and change all her gender settings so she would be a man and only appear to women on the app.
Right, right.
And she put on her profile that she wasn't actually a man. She right. said, I'm female, totally straight. Just want to meet a few women to have a night out dancing.
Yeah.
Let me know if you're interested. Maybe you can meet boys that way. And she thought maybe two or three people would message her within
right.
a few hours. More than she'd match with more than 100 people.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Now, is Girl Crew a mobile app, a website? Like, how do you access it?
So right now we have a website, girlcrew.com. And we also have lots of secret and closed Facebook groups. So we have been leveraging Facebook's groups as well. But we are developing a web app and that will be launched in beta next month. We're going over to South by Southwest in Austin, Texas.
And I will see you there.
Oh, yay. Yeah. That's brilliant. So we're going to launch the beta version there and then we'll have the kind of and start onboarding all our current members onto it. And then after that, we'll bring out the actual app. And then after that, we'll do native.
And now, are you like, do you have a Girl Crew Los Angeles?
Not yet,
what?
But we have loads of requests for Girl Crew Los Angeles. So actually, we might set it up in the next few weeks.
You
and
got
to. And we definitely
to.
Will have it on the app.
And we
definitely.
Will share it with We Are LA Tech.
Oh, brilliant.
Sure. And so, okay, how did you meet your co-founder?
Met her at an entrepreneurial weekend away on a little island off the west coast of Ireland. And it was a surfing weekend away and there was lots of entrepreneurs, VCs, investors, everyone on it. And at the time, I'd been really wanting to get into business and really wanting to have my own startup and thinking about lots of startup ideas for ages. But when I would go to people and say, what do you think of this startup idea? They would tell me it wasn't very good.
Right, right.
And then one day an entrepreneur said to me, you know, Pamela, you're very good at executing things. That's what your talent is. So you don't need the idea. You could just help someone else execute their idea. And so I met Elva and she'd had the idea for Girl Crew already and she'd set it up. And so I emailed her afterwards saying I had a business proposition for her and would she be interested in having a co-founder. and I could help her scale it globally and turn it into a business. And so she said she'd love that. And she had met this other girl called Anya on Tinder, and Anya had been kind of giving her advice on things. And so she said, oh, would we ask Anya to be a co-founder as well? Because Anya has a lot of experience in marketing. So I said, yes, that would be good. And so we asked Anya and she said, yeah, but we decided we wanted to make sure we'd all get along together because we didn't know each other. So we hired a house for a weekend down the country in Ireland. And we all went and stayed there for the entire weekend to see if we'd get along. And we got on really well.
I love it.
So we decided to work together for 6 months. And if we were all still getting along well in 6 months, then we would register the company. And that's what we did.
I love it.
And so we're all still working together now. And we've done a lot of traveling together and we still get along. So that's a very good sign because all three of us have shared a bedroom in the US on various occasions, in various parts of Europe. In San Francisco last summer, Elva and I shared bunk beds for nearly a month. So I think that's a sign of true co-founder, good relationships when you're sharing bunk beds with someone for nearly a month in another country.
Totally. So is your team three people or do you have more than three people now?
We have a team of seven now, so we can't even believe that ourselves. We have five full-time and two part-time employees and we just got new offices, which is really exciting. And I'm moving to America as well at the end of next month.
Where are you moving to?
San Francisco.
What? Yeah. Incredible. Now, how does Girl Crew make money?
We make money from advertising, partnerships, sponsorship, event ticket sales, and premium subscriptions. So we've got quite a few revenue streams. Going forward, the major ones we'd like to focus on is advertising and also premium subscriptions. So members pay a monthly subscription and they get added extras, but it is still free for everyone else.
Now, have you raised money as well?
We have, yeah.
How much have you raised?
We can't say just yet because we're just going through finalizing some details.
Is it seed or venture?
Seed.
Seed?
Yeah.
And tell me a little bit about the raising money experience for you.
It was actually a very positive experience for me.
How long did it take?
Not long at all, actually. Yeah.
That's a unicorn if I
I had it in my head from the very beginning that I just wanted to go straight to Silicon Valley and get money there. And so the very first investor I ever asked for money was from San Francisco and flew out there and then met lots of other people over there and asked them for money too. And that's how we got our first investors on board. Since then, we got Irish investors on board. But I think it was much easier having the Silicon Valley-based people first.
Ask and you shall receive, right?
Yes.
What was it that was the most attractive thing to the investors to make it an easy decision for them?
I think the potential that it could be massive. And so many women have the need for Girl Crew and it's in so much demand. Mm-hmm. And they could see that. And like we have investors that are men, but they have wives or daughters or sisters, and they could see when their, you know, wives, daughters, sisters moved abroad to another city or to another country that it is hard to make friends as a woman. Or if you're if your friends are all busy, or maybe you've got into like running marathons, but none of your friends are into that, you've no one to train with, or maybe all your friends got married and have kids and you're the last single person in the group, you know, they could see the need for it.
Right. And, oh my God, this is just so exciting. You're at a really exciting point of your company. When did you first realize that you were in love with technology?
I realized probably 7 years ago, I'd say. So my background is journalism. I used to be a journalist covering the courts and writing all about legal cases every day, but then I moved over to business. And I joined the business reporting at the height of the kind of global financial crisis. And it was very depressing. And I didn't want to be writing about all the banks collapsing and all of that kind of stuff. So I decided to get into the area of tech because I felt that would be a lot more positive reporting. I could be writing about cool new inventions, technologies, innovations, startups, entrepreneurs. And that's why I kind of got into that area. And I got to travel the world and see loads of cool technologies, meet big tech leaders, all of that kind of stuff. And I absolutely loved it.
What about women is important to you? I mean, your whole life is women. Is there something specific about connecting women that you feel like is really dear and near to your heart?
I often feel that women are at distinct disadvantages in lots of different areas. Even in the areas of fundraising, it's much easier for male CEOs to go out and raise millions. And all the stats would show that they've done it a lot more frequent. They've definitely raised a lot more money. And that's why I really want to see women, you know, just do as well, because we can do just as well. And there's no reason why we shouldn't. and for all women to help each other become equal.
Who was your first hire and how did you go about hiring?
Our first hire was a software developer and her name is Lucia. And we had actually quite a tough time hiring. In Ireland, there is a massive shortage of software developers, especially in the language Ruby on Rails, which is what we are developing our web app in.
I love that language.
Oh, that's good. It's apparently, I'm not a coder, but apparently you can scale very quickly mm-hmm. and easily with it. And there are no Ruby on Rails developers in Ireland.
Yeah.
And the ones that are there, you'd have to pay them a fortune to poach them. Right. So we had to go through recruitment firms and get the help.
Oh, traditional.
Yeah. And get the help of recruiters to find our first hire.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And how
and
did
then
you
the same recruitment firm got us our second hire as well, software developer. So they were we were happy with that because we thought, what are the chances that the same firm?
Wow.
And we talked to loads of different firms and the same one got us both hires.
Where do you want to go from here? What's your big vision?
Our big vision is to be global, that no woman is ever stuck at home on a Friday night alone when they want to be out.
Right.
And we want to be all over the world, that if you ever travel to another city, you can know you'll have an instant group of friends that city.
How do you curate the one? Do you curate it all? Like, how do you make sure they're lovely people? Yeah.
We have more than 100 community managers worldwide. And as we scale bigger, that number will increase. And they're all voluntary community managers as well. They're just passionate about Girl Crew and everything we do. And they're brilliant. Like, we need them, you know?
Yeah.
And we also have very strict guidelines. And if people break the guidelines, other members will report them. Like, it's kind of like a self-policing community. So if one member does something that's like very horrible or mean, people will flag that, the community manager will see it and the community manager will delete it or report to us. And then we can give the person a warning or we can remove them from Girl Crew. And we're very strict. We don't like any bullying or harassment or meanness or anything like that. Yeah. And we will, like, if people are mean and they know we will, we would remove them.
Awesome. What's been your favorite part about being a founder?
It's like a roller coaster. You never know what's going to happen. Every single day is completely different. And you just couldn't possibly guess anything like what would happen every week, month, year.
Right.
Like, for example, start last January, we were just working on our startup. Start of February, we were meeting Mark Zuckerberg and Sheryl Sandberg. They'd flown us over, my co-founders and I, to meet them.
That's so exciting.
And celebrate their birthday with them. Had you said to me at the start of January, start of next month, this time next month, you're going to be sitting with Mark Zuckerberg and Sheryl Sandberg, I'd have been like, no way.
Yeah.
Like, that's, and lots of things like that happen.
How did
never
that opportunity come about?
They contacted us. Firstly, Sheryl Sandberg wrote a post about us on her personal page.
So nice.
And then we got contacted by them and they said they wanted to send a team to Ireland to make a video about us and put it out on Facebook stories.
Wow.
So they sent a team over and they came to lots of different Girl Crew events and they made a video. And then they flew us over to celebrate their birthday with them.
That's amazing.
And there was like not many people there and we celebrated their birthday with
them. Incredible. How many events does Girl Crew do? A week, a year?
Ooh, that's a tough one because we have events happening all over the world every day of the week.
Every day of the
week? Every day of the week.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's well over 100 events every month. But a lot of the events are user generated. Like, our members organize the events. So they're not all coming from HQ.
Yeah.
In fact, HQ, we hardly organize any events. It's mostly organized by the community managers and by our members.
I mean, one thing everybody would kill me if I don't ask is, how did you get to the 80,000? What were the first steps that you took to start doing effective outreach?
Mostly word of mouth. So one person told another person who told another person. We are quite good at getting media coverage.
Yeah.
And we've got a good bit of media coverage all over the world, in the UK, in the US, in Ireland, and also our little Tinder hack that worked as well.
And did you use a PR agency to get the media coverage?
Never.
Do you have any
tips? We did everything ourselves.
Do you have any tips that everybody could, you know, try out themselves?
Yes. Have a good subject line in the email, because journalists get more than 100 emails a day. And most of those emails, they don't open. I know, because I used to be a journalist and I didn't open the vast majority of emails I would receive every day.
Ditto, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. People would call me saying, did you get my email? And I'd be like, what one was that?
Yeah.
So have a very good subject line And if you can get introductions to journalists, because journalists will always open emails from people they know.
Yeah.
So if you can get to know them, then they're much more likely to open your emails.
And you're moving to San Francisco from Dublin. Why leave Dublin?
There's a lot of knowledge and experience in San Francisco that I want to tap into.
Will you be coming back to
yes,
Dublin after?
Yes, I will. Okay. So the rest of our team will still be based in Dublin. And so I'll go back and forth. But there's definitely a lot of money in San Francisco as well. But a lot of knowledge and experience. They know how to scale similar companies to us, and they've done it globally, so they know best.
And you said that you went to a very inspiring talk at the Dublin Tech Summit. Tell me a little bit about the talk.
Yeah, it was Eilidh Knopf moderated it, and there was a journalist from Vice, a journalist from TechCrunch, and other publications, and it was about how to pitch the media. And I was really interested to see what they would say, because obviously I was a journalist for years, and I wanted to, I guess, make sure that they were going to give correct tips to everyone and see how they did it. But they did, and they were very true. And they said, like, about getting introductions and, you know, writing good pitches and targeting the correct person as well. And that's something I really felt with, because I remember over the years when I was a financial journalist, I'd get things like about garden summer parties.
Totally.
And I was like, what? Like, that's totally. Never going to go into the business pages.
Totally.
So I think it's important for people to know, like, what the journalists write about before they target them.
100%.
And Mike Butcher from TechCrunch actually said...
Love Mike.
Yeah, yeah, he's great. The most interesting pitch he ever received was a box, a wooden box, and it said, "Open me." But he couldn't just open it. It was like a little puzzle.
Yeah.
And he had to figure out how to open it. And then he eventually did. And then there was just a press release inside. And he said he can't even remember the company. Uh-huh. But he always remembers receiving that.
The box. How would you say that you've been able to achieve your dreams? Meaning, like, what's something you learned about yourself and how to achieve your dreams over the years?
I think what I've learned about myself is, A, I am very good at executing things. And there's a lot of problems I can solve very quickly. I can make decisions really quickly. And it's the right decision. And I am a very good problem solver, good at working with others. I think they're the main things, because it's teams that build things. You can't really do anything by yourself. Like, you need the teams.
Right.
You need to be able to work people. And you need to get stuff done.
Totally.
Like, you can't talk about it the whole time. You need to get it done.
100%.
And so many people are kind of just talking about things the whole time. They're not actually executing it. And you need to do things fast as well. And that's probably the only downside of startup life is, in other jobs, you can work 8 hours a day or nine or maybe 10. Startup, it doesn't stop. Like, you could find yourself working 14, 15 and you can't go home because there could be a problem and that needs to be solved. And you can't just can't just clock off and go home. And not only that, even if you did, you're not going to be able to sleep because you're going to be trying to think about how to solve it.
Totally. Totally. Execution is one of the most powerful superpowers.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is take action. Just keep stepping forward. How would you say that you overcome challenges when those come about?
Thinking about them a lot and researching. And I'll talk to a lot of other people about how other people solve similar problems. And actually, I have a very good network of other entrepreneurs, both male and female. And I would ask them, had they similar problems and how did they deal with them? And I think that's the best way, learning what other people did.
Totally.
I think that's much cheaper than if you got, like, professional advice on various things and have to pay a fortune when other people you know most likely have been there, done that.
Totally. How can people connect with you online?
They can go to our website, girlcrew.com, and connect with us there.
Or you? Are you on
me?
Twitter?
Yeah. I'm on Twitter, Pamela Newenham. I'm on LinkedIn, Facebook, everything.
Can you spell your name for everybody?
Yes. It's Pamela. And then Newenham.
Perfect. And for those of you listening, living in San Francisco, make sure to tweet Pamela, because she's going to be new there and she needs new friends. Although she could probably just use Girl Crew to, like, find all your new buddies.
It's always good to have. You can never have too many friends. It's always good to have more.
Thank you so much for spending your time with the Women in Tech podcast. It's been awesome. If you want to connect with more incredible women, definitely. And guys, like, guys are welcome to join the Women in Tech Facebook group too. It's about, like, it's really about everybody accelerating together. And I love you guys. Go to womenintechvip.com to access the Facebook group, or you can tweet at me, Women in Tech Show or Esprit Devora. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
The Women in Tech Show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production.